I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. It is now January, and in South America, that is the equivalent of our July and the middle of the summer growing season. During the recent holiday period, no adverse weather of note occurred across Brazil or Argentina, but some trends have started, and they could become impactful in the important weeks ahead. What has developed in South America in recent weeks is a stagnant weather pattern that will persist through at least all of next week and perhaps longer. That means some areas are starting to turn very dry while others are becoming excessively wet. The northern production areas of Brazil have been rather dry with little or no rainfall in recent weeks. Rainfall deficits for just the past 2 weeks are some 3.5 to 5.5 inches. The problem is not that it has been dry for these past couple of weeks, but that significant rain is not yet on the horizon to follow this dry spell. Of course, along with the dryness will come heat, with daytime temperatures in the 90s expected through next week. Of these dry areas, Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Western Goiás, and Sao Paulo will likely benefit the most from occasional scattered thunderstorms. Rainfall will average between 1.5 and 1.5 inches through next week, much below the average of close to 3 inches, but not zero. Some rain offers hope to the soybean crop reaching a critical stage of development. To the east across Minas Gerais and Bahia, little to no rain is expected to fall through next week. That will increase stress on corn and soybeans. Climatologically, January is the wettest month across Brazil's northern production areas, so it would be quite unusual for dryness to last all the way to the end of the month. Meanwhile, to the south, frequent clusters of heavy thunderstorms have been producing excessive rainfall across southern Brazil and neighboring northern and central Argentina. More clusters of thunderstorms are forecast to move across this area through next week. Additional rainfall might easily reach 3 to 6 inches, adding to soggy soils in the important production areas of Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, and Entre Rios, Santa Fe, and Cordoba, Argentina. The continuation of rainfall of this magnitude could lead to significant problems in some areas. While rainfall extremes dominate the South American weather forecast, a few places should have closer to normal rainfall. Those in a more favorable spot include Santa Catarina and Paraná in Brazil, neighboring Paraguay, and Buenos Aires and La Pampa in Argentina. That is your South American weather update for Commodity Week. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.